Hello?
Hey, cab?
Yeah, man. What's up?
I just I'm calling about something. I was watching an old video where you were interviewing Wayne Gretzky.
You were? Why?
Well, I've been kind of like trying to get his phone number, and then I saw in the interview you actually ask him for his phone number.
What's that now? Are you asking me for Wayne Gretzky's phone number?
Yeah. I thought maybe, I don't know, you asked him, so maybe after he gave it to you or something.
I mean, calling. I mean, what, like, I mean, these are like national secrets, my dude. You can't, like, is this a secure phone line?
I don't know. I don't know how to secure a phone line.
You know what? And I've never tried this number, but I just have 480-9999999.
Okay, yeah, I can try that.
Thank you for trusting our Zane's Law Lawyers to help you on your case. If this is a new case, please press 1. For an existing case, please press 2.
This is not Wayne Gretzky.
Bar down, bar down, bar down, bar down. Dot com.
Welcome back to the Bar Down Podcast. I'm Luca.
And I'm Jesse.
And we're here this week because we're fired up about the World Juniors. Don't worry, Corwin and Z are still here. They're just not hosting the podcast this week. They'll be back next week. But we wanted to come on and hijack this thing to talk about World Juniors.
We couldn't help it, Luca. You know, like this is easily the best time of year, you know? Like, I personally, like, I don't celebrate Christmas or anything, but, you know, I got my World J's decadent calendar out, and I'm just counting down the days, you know?
Just over a month away, and Team Canada has their selection camp going right now in Red Deer, which is exciting. They're going to be doing that for the next month in preparation of the tournament. So we're getting highlights from their team, and we saw Kirby Dox set up an unreal goal. Like, it's all around us. We're entrenched in World Juniors content right now.
Wait. Sorry, I just realized something. Fully serious. Is it a decadent calendar or an advent calendar?
I think it's an advent calendar.
Oh, man. Well, forgive me. My Christmas knowledge is a little rusty. You know, usually I'm celebrating the eight holy nights, but, you know, Tlebs, I gotta say, man, I'm so fired up right now. Like, this is the best time of the year, and I can't remember a tournament where there could be this much talent. The last two first overall picks playing in the same tourney, that hasn't happened since, I'm pretty sure, Nugent Hopkins and Neil Yakupov playing the tournament.
Couple throwbacks right there. It begs the question, you're so right, Jesse. It begs the question, is this the greatest World Juniors we're ever going to see?
Man, honestly, I think it could be, because not only is Team Canada going to be amazing, but look at the U.S. I mean, Jackie Hughes, everyone's been so critical of this guy. I think this is the tournament that he could just shut everyone the hell up and just go and ball out.
It could happen. I mean, for the first time ever, the World Juniors could be like the precursor to the regular season. So think about it, like Alexis Lafreniere could somehow play for Canada, and then, I don't know, maybe the season starts in February and then he's playing for the Rangers for his rookie season. Like, nothing like this has happened before. This is unprecedented.
Two words come to mind, Luca. Can you guess them?
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go! Man, this is going to be amazing. I think everyone's just kind of starving for some hockey right now. Man, this is the one time of the year. It doesn't matter where you go. This year's obviously different, but like, whether you go away for vacation like Mexico or like, you know, for me, Israel, it doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter the weather. You always find Wi-Fi and you stream the World J's. And just a heads up, you can watch all of it if you subscribe to TSN Direct. Just saying, stop wasting your time.
Pretty good deal.
Look at the talent on Canada this year. Like, we might have a player on the team who played an entire NHL season and was very good. Like, Kirby Dach was playing first line power play for the Blackhawks in the playoffs. Took that guy in my fantasy pool, and now I'm going to be watching him on the international stage in Canada in the World Jays. That's just a crazy, crazy thing to think about. Cabo Kako might be in it. Remember how dominant he was? Just get, you know, I wish Patty Laine was just a little younger. I could watch him dominate for Finland. I would honestly probably cheer for Finland if Laine was in the tournament. I'm just saying.
Of course you would, and no surprise there. If you look at a roster like Canada's, because when we're talking talent, Canada has arguably the most talent year in and year out. You mentioned Finland, the United States, Sweden, Russia. These teams all have talent. Even Germany with Stutzel. They have a lot of talent, but Canada is just loaded this year with Doc, potentially Lafreniere, Dylan Cousins, Quinton Byfield, Cole Perfetti, Connor McMichael. They have six returning.
Wait. Sorry. I have to interrupt. Did you say Cole Perfetti?
I did say Cole Perfetti. Yeah, you may, even if Line A was playing, you may have to cheer for Canada because of that Jets prospect right there.
That's my guy!
Not to mention, depending on what Canada does with their roster, we could be seeing the next two first overall picks playing in Owen Power and Shane Wright. They're really young, definitely on the outside looking in as far as making the team, but the fact that they're in the conversation, and who knows, maybe they perform well enough in selection camp that they get chosen at least as just a backup player to be in the bubble. Wouldn't that be something special to see the future, a 16-year-old kid playing for Team Canada this World Juniors?
I'm pretty sure, you know, according to my notes, I think Shane Wright could become just the seventh 16-year-old to ever play. It's either for Canada or the World Juniors, which is just a crazy, crazy stat. And if you stick Wright on this team, we're going to look back one day and say, this one was better than the 05 team.
The fact that we're going to be exposed to them at the World Juniors, that's going to be the kickoff to the hockey season. I think that's a pretty cool thing.
I agree. And Luke, I just want to ask you, man, what's your best personal World Juniors memory? I'm not talking about what happened on the ice. I'm talking about like you living in the moment during the World Jays.
I associate family with World Juniors a lot. We all got together, played some hand hockey, cooked some breakfast, watched Team Canada destroy their opening opponent.
Luca, did you just say hand hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Me and my brothers only played hand hockey growing up. No mini sticks, none of that garbage.
It's the best.
Dude, that is unbelievable. We need to play, and I'm going to dust you. Listen, I want to get the pot stirred a little here, okay? For all you American listeners out there, I just want to let you know that here in Canada, we're coming for you. This is our gold medal to lose this year, and you better... You better look out, because I cannot wait to see us just whoop your guys' butts this year. And get your popcorn ready, because we're coming for you. That's all I'm saying.
And if you want everything to do with World Juniors from now through the end of the tournament, make sure to follow us on our social channels, TSN, Bar Down, bardown.com.
Let's go, Canada, go!
Watching with family this year might be a little different, but the product on the ice is going to be better than ever, and potentially the greatest that we've ever seen at this tournament. So share this time with your family and your friends in a safe way, and enjoy the tournament.
Yeah, you better all tune in, or, you know, you're a coward. Z and Korn will be back next week. Don't worry, they're not going anywhere, but... Hope you enjoyed these squids, Channel Puck. Hope we got you nice and fired up for the World Jays. Better be cheering for your team hard wherever you are in the world. Let's go, baby. The best tournament of the year is upon us.
Bar down. Bar down. Bar down. Bar down. .com.
This show was put together by Sam Glisserman and hosted this week by me, Luca Celebre, alongside Jesse Paul. David Cricks is our executive producer, and the website was designed by Takia Singh and Pete Stewart. Our logo was made by Vincenzo Arnone, and the episode was mixed by Kevin Fallis. If you like this episode, make sure to rate and subscribe. It helps way more than you know.